You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, for so long,
100%.
Has been who can acquire the most talent in the old model, roll out the football, and those teams win. Now, maybe in this model, it's who buys the best roster, and that's Ohio State. But I do think with more parity means in-game coaching matters more. I think Lane, at this stage of his career, getting back to what you were saying earlier about Ole Miss, I think he is one of the better in-game coaches in college football, particularly at this point. I think when his roster was too far below some other teams, I think he crawled a little too deep inside his own head, and he outthought himself. And then he would justify it at the end and be like, well, that's what the analytics told me to do. It's like, you can say that whenever you want. No one knows whether that's true or not. Like, unless you're paying for those analytical services, that could be all made up. And I thought, they're also, I don't care about analytics in so much as, like, yeah, they're a good guide, but I want the coach who knows this is a time where I need to ignore what the 51% is telling me to do and know that the 49% is right. There was actually a scenario in the LSU game last week, I believe, where it was fourth down and plus territory. Maybe I'm blending my games together, but I don't think so. And I thought old Lane would go for it right here. New Lane sent out the field goal unit, if memory serves, on fourth down.
It was the first score of the game. It was 7-0,
and he took the three, right?
He took the three, and it was like fourth and goal. George can remind me. I'm pretty certain it was fourth and goal at the four, and I'm with you. Old Lane goes for that, and you know maybe we would have had him on our podcast take the three, but you know I you know what else I think it is with Lane this year. I think he had so much trust in Jackson Dart because Jackson Dart had such an unbelievable command of the offense. But the mistake was he didn't have a back that allowed Jackson to be plus one in the run game, everyone having to watch him. It led to so many fourth down scenarios where they just couldn't get the yard. This year, because he knows he's either as a younger quarterback or an inexperienced quarterback, it's allowing him to, I think, play it a little more – a little smarter, because like the fourth down that he did go for it, I thought it was smart. At the end of the game, it's fourth and two or fourth and three, whatever it was. And instead of trying a 52-yard field goal that would have made it an 8-point game, screw it, man. I'm getting in the game here, fourth and three. Let's call timeout. Let's scheme up a play. Let's get our guy open. Bam, game over. Like, to me, that's on him.
Yeah, I think so. And I think going back to Jackson Dart, I think his relationship with Jackson Dart was so good because Dart was there for several seasons. They got very, very close. His relationship with him was so strong. It was like he believed Jackson Dart could do anything. You know, he could pull rabbits out of hats. He could walk through the fires. He could walk across the coals, all that type of stuff. You know, it's like that, you know, that daughter that looks at her dad and thinks he's Superman and can lift like 600 pounds on his shoulders. And it's like, seems like a great guy, but he can't lift 600 pounds on his shoulders. That was Lane with Jackson Dart. Like he could walk through the fires and do anything. And it's like, sometimes, man, like look at this a little bit more objectively. Good quarterback, but this is not Pat Mahomes here. You know, put your relationship with him aside and send on the punt team or send out the field goal unit. I think he's looking at this through clear eyes with what he's got this year. I think he's managed this season really, really well. I don't know where it goes, but and Trinidad Chambliss, you know, continues to be an incredible story. There's no way, I think, at this point, Lane can't go away from Trinidad Chambliss after a win over Ole Miss. You can't do it. And so we'll see where it goes. I think you said it earlier. This is not as talented of a team as last year, but they got the win over LSU in the pocket. I think Lane's coaching well. His quarterback's red hot. I like their wide receivers. Like, this is a dangerous team, and it's so important what that schedule is. Nobody's got a cakewalk schedule in the SEC. Ole Miss is not a cakewalk, but they're 3/8 of the way through it. They've already played 3 conference games. That's a huge advantage. And when you stack up what they have remaining against what others have remaining, especially in terms of the playoff contending teams, they're in really good shape. I mean, they won't have – this is as good of an opportunity as what they had last year, even though last year's team may have been a little bit more talented. As far as making the playoff, this is equally as good of an opportunity.
All right, we're wrapping up with Blake Topmeyer here, senior national columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. Can you recall a game with a 10.5-point spread that is more must-watch than Alabama and Vanderbilt tomorrow?
Yeah, probably not. Part of it is because it's one of those Saturdays that, you know, feels like a mid-card type of day, which anytime we say that, it ends up getting wacky. So I think that's part of it is, this game rises up a little bit because, you know, there's not those top 10 matchups. And the other thing is, like, Diego Pavia has become, like, one part really good quarterback, one part fable. You know, I was talking earlier about the mythical father that can lift 600 pounds on his back. Like, Diego Pavia is Paul Bunyan. You know, it's like, what can't this man do? When at the end of the day, I mean, now I'm seeing comparisons to Diego Pavia and Johnny Manziel. And I know Johnny Manziel is going to be there in a Diego Pavia jersey. And I'm really not trying to take anything away from Diego Pavia because he's just been a total game changer for that program. But when we get to the point where we're comparing Diego Pavia to Johnny Manziel, one of the best SEC quarterbacks in the last 25 years, we've jumped the shark a little bit, have we not?
As someone who covered Johnny's games twice, I cannot remember another guy that was more like my eyes. I watched everything he did. He was truly must watch. And I every game I got to watch him in person, like, I viewed it as like a delight.
Yeah. I mean, he was different players, but like when we think about quarterbacks the last 25 years in this conference, Johnny Manziel, Joe Burrow, Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, like those guys transcended others in this millennium. And now we're getting Diego Pavia, Johnny Manziel comparisons, which I realize there's some personality comparisons there too, the cocksure swagger and all that. But
to your point, Diego does not, like, Johnny wasn't the greatest arm in the world, but if you're putting Johnny Manziel and Diego through the throw every route tree, like, Diego would quickly get exposed. And I love Diego as much as anyone.
Yeah, aside from the personality factor, the swagger and all that, there's really not a ton of threads between these guys, and the fact that Manziel is now a huge Diego fan and they have a friendship and all that. But as far as the game goes, yeah, this is interesting on so many levels, because if Bama loses, like, the outcry is going to be large, voluminous, unrelenting, all those things, and yet we're also going to know the Vanderbilt's pretty good. Like, this is not doormat Vanderbilt. This isn't even like plucky little Vanderbilt, I think, that can steal one. Like, I think Vanderbilt's good. And so, like, it's going to be this huge outcry. And yet on the other side of that, it's going to be, my goodness, like, we now not only have to take Vanderbilt seriously as a top 25 team. If they win this game on the road in Tuscaloosa, we have to take them seriously as a playoff contender. We really do. And at this point, like, we're kind of lumping them in there of teams like, oh yeah, they could be a contender. But I think we're all like, we still got that little asterisk by them. Like, if I say there's 10 teams in the SEC that are playoff contenders, like, aren't we thinking like Vanderbilt's 9 or 10? But that changes if they win Saturday. So yeah, whatever the spread is, that's probably a fair spread from as far as the money goes and encouraging the 50-50 bets. But in terms of the intrigue, this one to me, this one might interest me more than Miami Florida State. I don't, that one's big too. And the thing with Miami is we haven't seen them do it on the road. If they go into Florida State and win, especially if they roll Florida State, and I know Florida State's coming off a loss, but to me, Miami is still not being talked about as much as they probably deserve about being an elite squad. I think Miami's pretty good. I don't see a glaring weakness with Miami. But yeah, those are the two games for me this week, the defining games. And then, like, is Texas really on upset alert in the swamp? I don't know. I could see that going any number of ways.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, honestly, this is insane. I think I can see where the Texas and Florida game is disgusting, but like, I have a harder time thinking that Texas loses that game than I do that Texas A&M loses to Mississippi State, despite the fact that the point spreads are 12 points different. Like, if you tell me Mississippi State goes to A&M and wins, I can kind of picture that in my head a lot easier than I can picture Texas losing to Florida, because they both have very good defenses, but Texas is better. They both have crappy offenses, but Texas's crappy offense is better than Florida's crappy offense.
Yeah, to me, when I look at that Texas spread, I don't know if that means Texas is on upset alert or if it means that this spread indicates the high likelihood of sort of an ugly defensive struggle where it's exactly as you said, Texas's defense is better, Texas's offense is a little bit better, might not be pretty, might be a lower scoring game, so that's why it's a smaller spread. Would it shock me if Texas goes down? No, just because in the SEC, I think there's a lot of teams at home that could upset teams in the top 25, and I think Florida's one of them at home. Now, they also lost to South Florida, so who knows? But it wouldn't shock me, but it would surprise me. I think the spread is like Texas wins, 24-13, that type of game, and that's sort of what this spread indicates.
Yeah. All right, man. That is Blake Topmeyer. I'm hoping that now we will start to have a little bit better reception here. Let's take a quick break when we come back. Last night, one of my favorite, honestly, anyone that's followed the show knows that I love Big Bro, Little Bro night. And last night, Big Bro might have painted his absolute masterpiece. Let's talk about that and more when we come back on The List right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, we do a little thing called the list. George, fire it up. Big bro, little bro night. All right, George, this predates you, but one of my favorite football games every single year, it used to be whenever Clemson would play Wake Forest, just getting to lay the number with Clemson and watching them destroy them. But in the NFL, one of my favorite games every single year is betting on Kyle Shanahan against Sean McVay. For those that don't know, for whatever reason, McVay gets more of the hoopla of being the head of the fraternity where all his little bros have scattered throughout the country. Well, what people have never actually noticed is that McVay's original big bro was indeed Kyle Shanahan. And for anyone that's ever been in a fraternity, I'm not making a judgment saying you should, you shouldn't, whatnot. But anyone that's ever had that special relationship with their big bro, everyone knows this is how it goes. Your big bro will live inside of your head, and anything you will do competitively, he will always win. And it's just like a relationship like with your actual brothers, where the big brother just knows exactly all the buttons to push, and he's always going to come out on top. Well, last night, honestly, might have been his masterpiece, because I think last night was a long con, George. Last year, McVay wins both against the Niners. And also, I think you can make the assumption, Kyle knew that last year's Niners weren't going anywhere, so we're going to lay in the wait. We'll punt these games to McVay. It'll be feeling good. And then we're going to go into L.A. on Big Bro, Little Bro night with half of our roster out. And then as 9.5 or whatever it ended up being, 8.5, 9.5 point dogs in the NFL, which is absolutely insane, we're going to win the football game. And there was a nice moment, I tweeted it out last night, where McVay realizes every move that he makes, Kyle knows what he's doing. And then I think the seminal moment comes down to the final play of the game, where Kyle originally calls timeout, and he's telling his team what McVay is going to do. Then McVay lines up. He calls timeout, and he's going to try to do something else. The result, a 4th-and-1 attempt from Kyron Williams gets stuffed. I want to also defend McVay a little bit here. If you go and you watch the film, it's 3 to block 2. I got no problem with the play call. I'm glad they went for the win. But I'm telling you, George, that was one of the finest moments. That was Kyle Shanahan's masterpiece on Big Bro, Little Bro night.
In a way, with all the injuries, with the issues San Fran has had up and down their roster, mainly with injuries, it was a bit of a masterpiece. It was who on their bingo card had Kendrick Bourne coming out of nowhere, catching for 10 for 142 and bolstering that wide receiver room with literally everyone else hurt? Because
I think to your point, it was like a personal challenge of like, can I go and beat him with my backup quarterback with a bad knee and with Kendrick Bourne as my number one receiver? Like, I think Kyle just took it personally and just was absolutely painting. I mean, last night was like watching George Costanza lie, Pavarotti sing, Picasso paint. I mean, it was an all-timer last night. And then the other thing about this game, can you tell a noticeable difference between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy?
Not really. I mean, no. Is it fair to say just straight up no? Now, to that point, when Mac Jones went down injured, it very clearly, even later on in the game, you could tell it was still bothering him. They showed close-ups after he had to take a five-step drop or had to roll out of the pocket. He was breathing hard. Like, he was very clearly...
He was driving. So
very clearly, at least uncomfortable.
We thought on that play that it was something knee or whatnot, but I actually think what happened is that giant knee brace that he was wearing, which we used to see a lot of quarterbacks wear, like Eli Manning, they wore the plant brace.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like he was wearing. It got completely wrapped around, but what I actually think happened was, like, he had a massive full body cramp, because then when they kept showing him on the sidelines, they were massaging his forearm, they were massaging his legs, they were giving him the electrolyte, like, gummy things. And I think what had happened is, like, his full body just went into a cramp. But I don't know if it was, like, ever a knee issue. But it's probably fair to say this. Brock Purdy's probably a significantly better leader than Mac Jones. But sure. The whole reason I bring all this up, though, is I keep waiting for a coach to decide I'm going to be kind of quarterback agnostic. And I always thought Kyle was going to be the guy. And while Brock's not the highest paid quarterback in the league, what, I think he's like seventh at $52 million, you're just sitting there watching and it's like, I really do struggle with that contract, not in the sense of like, oh, it's the worst contract in sports, but it's like, man, I just really wonder how many guys could do what Brock Purdy does, because I do not think he is the only one in the NFL that can do that.
Absolutely not. I mean, Mac Jones this season has shown that Brock's not the only one that can do it. And why I bring up, you know, I'm glad that Mac was able to keep going and keep playing the game, because he made some big-time throws, big-time decisions that really helped clinch this game for the Niners. And for what it's worth, the Niners didn't even have their regular third-string quarterback available, which you and I both know very well from watching enough college football last year, was supposed to be Curtis Rourke. Another guy where, sure, he might not be the most talented, but I think a lot of the things those other two guys are doing, Rourke would be able to do pretty effectively. Well, Rourke is hurt. Do you know who the quarterback they elevated was to be the backup for this game?
I do indeed, because when he saw Mac Jones, he had the biggest OS look, I'm going to have to play. It's one of the Martinez's. Was it Taylor or was it Adrian?
It was Adrian, who they took off the Jets practice squad after the Jets cut him earlier this year. And I got a lot to watch, not just from him there, but also his time in the UFL. And he's not one of those guys where I look at and say, I think he'd be able to run this offense nearly as effectively as either Mac or, I mean, to that point, I think Curtis could probably do it. He was pretty solid in just the pure decision-making and throw-making last year at Indiana.
I wonder how much of the calculus and decision-making on Brock Purdy is determined by if the Niners don't have Brock Purdy, there's no distraction for us to sit there and go, remember when they made the worst draft pick ever and they mortgaged two drafts to take Trey Lance? It's almost like because they got Brock in the same draft, like
we kind of ignore it.
Well, yeah, it's like we don't think about it. But like I almost wonder if like that makes you end up committing to Brock long term, because man, I'm more and more convinced it's like there are a lot of quarterbacks throughout that league that could have done what Brock was doing at a significantly reduced rate. And the reason why I think Brock initially was such a success is because he was so cheap, they had weapons everywhere. They had aliens everywhere. And now you look at it, it's like, okay, they still have McCaffrey, who's still very good, but McCaffrey is not peak of his powers McCaffrey.
No.
Like, I wonder in the back of their mind, if in Kyle and John Lynch's mind, it's like, did we really have to pay him all that much?
I'm sure it comes to them at some point, and I definitely think, I mean, we're at the point where the answer is no.
Yeah, and again, to be clear, it's like, all right, they've won three games without Brock, but I think it would
feel different though if they were just completely having to change the game plan and doing things so completely differently with a new quarterback that it looked unrecognizable. But it doesn't. It looks exactly the same as if they had Brock there. It's a lot of the quick throws. It's getting it to the skill position guys with enough room and space to make plays work. And where I think this game might have been one of the most impressive parts to me is the fact that San Fran could not run the ball last night, period. They struggled all night long getting the ball upfield with either of their running backs, be that Christian McCaffrey, be that Brian Robinson, who you kind of brought in to help alleviate some of the load on CMC. I mean, they averaged 2.2 yards a carry.
No, I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I looked up this morning. I think the rushing success rate for the Niners last night was like 34%.
It was awful. The longest run of the night was 8 yards.
All right, here's the other question that I have. I think we're both going to agree McVay should have gone for it, right?
Yeah.
This is my problem. I don't think the coaches, and this is the thing, these two guys are guys that I think are smart. These are not the dum-dums that we can see throughout the league. George, why the hell in NFL overtime would you win the toss and kick? Because even though both teams are quote-unquote guaranteed possessions, here's the reality. It's a 10-minute period, and if you conceivably get the ball, you hold the ball for the entire overtime and kick a field goal, it's over. The other team doesn't get the ball. You're playing 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute period. And then on top of that, okay, let's say you do go on defense. They get the ball. They score. Now you go and you match scores. It's now sudden death, and they've got the ball. I do not understand. I was going insane when they were acting like, well, should you maybe go on defense? They were acting like it was college football with overtime where everyone's guaranteed a possession. Like, what are they doing?
Look, I don't know if that's beyond my understanding or what. I have no idea why they do that. And what makes this one specifically, because like we both agree, the Rams absolutely, I think, should have gone for it when they did. And they ended up not getting it. I feel like you just have to do that. But then when they get the ball back again, because there was enough time on the clock, why are they just taking deep shots? First through fourth and 10.
It's Big Bro, Little Bro night. And like,
did that make any sense to you? Am I the only one looking at that like, that was crazy?
No, it's McVay, when he plays Kyle, he goes nuts trying to beat him. Like, he just goes insane.
Look.
Like, it's like watching the little bro, like, trying so hard to beat him, all the while a little bro's just got a smirk on his face saying, thank you.
And like, That's really what
Jeff asked me this question, and I'm not 100% certain.
Yeah.
Should there have been a flag when Kyren Williams got hit in the head on the fumble? Because I'm of the opinion, like,
probably
all is fair in love and war on the goal line, but like, I don't know if that's an actual penalty. I know if you throw a punch at somebody's head after a play,
obviously,
it's a penalty,
for sure.
But like, I don't know if you're trying to make a play on the football. He didn't grab his like, there was no horse collar, didn't grab the face mask. Like, I don't know if that's a penalty.
That's one of those really tough ones where, for one, obviously we all see it from, you know, 25 different angles in every frame by frame that we can see it. In real time, it looked like they were just making a play on the ball. They were going for, you know, the classic punch out.
Yeah.
So I can completely understand where us as people that are watching it later on and getting to see it in all these different angles, we could have the conversation and the argument. In real time, I didn't think that there was a penalty on it.
Well, the problem is, like, I don't know what the penalty would be. Is it just unnecessary roughness, blow to the head? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, they don't have the same, like, this also can be the potential conflation, right? I mean, we've got college football going on. It's not targeting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and it's, so I guess if you're saying it should have been a penalty, it should have been unnecessary roughness, but like,
you're at the goal line. It's fourth and one. Running back just coming downhill. Little things like that are probably going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I know Rams fans are upset by that, but it's like I've not been convinced that that should have been a flag. Like, I don't know. I do guess the other question though is, should they have kept the ball in Stafford's hands on fourth down?
That's kind of where I was looking at it, because Stafford played a really good football game last night. I can't put this on the Rams passing game all that much. I mean, he threw for
the only thing I'll say is the only reason why it was fourth and one though is, and granted there was some heat on him. I get it, it's not the easiest throw, and I'm not acting like, hey, we're just playing video games out there.
Yeah.
But if he put the ball on Kyren Williams on third down, Kyren was gonna have the first down easily, if not more.
Well
down inside the five.
Yeah.
Instead, the ball's behind and low and outside. Kyren has to go down and make the play, and then they touch him down. I don't know. Like, I watched it from the NFL, the whatever, you know, the NFL All 22.
Yeah.
If you watch the play, they bring the tight end inside on the short motion. There are three guys to block two. They just don't hit the block. Like, in the end, they schemed up the right play. I know McVay took blame for it post game, but it's like, that to me, it's just like, that's just him saying the right things, and that's a guy with the ultimate job security. But I don't know. I did think it was I think you could make an argument. Would you rather have Kyren Williams, who has had two fumbles that have basically put you in this situation, would you rather trust him or trust Stafford with Puka or Devontae? Like, I can see the argument, but the play was there.
No, the play was absolutely there. I also don't love the route Kyren took. I mean, just taking that back inside when, like you said, the block wasn't there. I honestly thought when you said, do you trust whoever, I thought you were going to bring up Corum, who has had limited carries. It didn't look like he was hurt at any point in that game, you know, and he's a bowling ball.
My Rams fans from college, they all hate Corum.
Why?
They cannot. They think he is significantly worse as a running back. He drops balls. He fumbles. Like, they hate him.
I would never put the dropping passes on Blake Corum. That was never his game. He's a north-south, give him the rock type running back. And in that type of position, I would not have minded if they even threw him out there. But for what it's worth, Kyren Williams is, you know, a very, very good NFL running back.
It was almost like he was in between, like, should he go high? And then, I don't know, I'm with you, because he didn't, for a fourth and one, he was kind of being like, I wouldn't say timid, but it looked like he was like trying to read the blocks rather than
just,
hey man,
get it downhill.
Just get the first down, like get down and live to fight another down. But I don't know. Overall, I thought that was clearly the best Thursday night game of the year. Also, Al was spectacular last night, missing names left and right. couldn't believe that he even had a good game. Like, it was just – Al was in midseason form. Like, there's, like, people on the internet that are worried about him. What I love about Al now is Al has filled the Vern-shaped hole that is in my heart since we've lost Vern of, like, he's never going to get the names right. You know he didn't really prep at all. But
no.
At the same time, it's just like, this is a voice that I want on my – this is a voice that I want telling me about my football.
I mean, not just that. How many times did we hear Kirk say – oh, what was he calling the kickoff, the weird like in-betweener kickoff, the dirty ball? How many times do we get that gem out of Kirk?
No, this is dumb. And I might have said it last year. I like Herb Street. I think he's a good analyst.
Me too.
But I have a mental block of Kirk Herb Street is a college football announcer. I had the same problem with Jay Billis when he called the NBA playoff game. It's not that I don't have respect for their minds. It's like, I'm confused when I watch an NFL game and Kirk's on the call.
I agree with those, with Kirk and with Billis, but for whatever reason, when we get these Monday night doubleheaders, I don't have the same block for Fowler and, why is it slipping my mind?
Who does Orlovsky, and it's Fowler, Orlovsky, and Lewis Riddick.
Riddick. Orlovsky, hit or miss, but between Fowler and Riddick. I love that crew. Like, it's really good. And for whatever reason, I don't have the same block, even though if I'm thinking college football right now, a lot of it is Fowler.
I think to your point, A, with the play-by-play announcer, we don't do the dumb thing where it's like, did you play? Like, we just assume you're an announcer. Like, you're a professional announcer.
Yeah.
But there's something about if you're an NFL guy, we trust that you can go do college because you played both. But there's this weird mental block with Herb Street where it's like he's never called NFL, didn't play NFL. And even though I don't care, I feel like I'm the champion. I want more announcers that, quote unquote, didn't play. But there's some weird block for me of it just doesn't feel normal. It just feels like they random name generated the broadcast. Like, all right, well, we'll put Al Michaels on there. And who's available? Let's get Herb Street. Put him on there. Kaylee Hartong's back. Like, I don't know. I just, there's a weird mental block that I have.
Same here. It isn't bad by any means. Like, obviously he does a good enough job, very clearly. But
again, I think he's good, and I know he knows football, and I'm not someone that acts like this is entirely, but it's just like, I don't know. I have this weird, weird mental block. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into what we think the best games of the weekend are. I know some are saying it's a gritty slate, but as we get closer and closer to the weekend, I've talked myself into a few. We'll rank them next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Georgie boy, obviously it's not the world's greatest slate that we have this weekend. And this is admittedly maybe a weak spot for me, but as much as I love the baseball playoffs, I just really struggle when it becomes football weekend. I only have limited screens. We have limited football games. It's like, play your playoff games Monday through Friday. I'll be locked in. I'll watch all of them. But I'm going to remove all playoff baseball games from my games of the weekend. I'm also saying, since the game happens on Monday, the most interesting Monday night game to me is Chiefs and Jags. But since it's happening on Monday, I'm going to save it. I'm putting it to the side. All right, do you have your five ready to go?
I was able to pick out three. Our boy Gabe Kuhn popped in here. We've got our little show prep. We got to get ready
for. All right, you're right. I'll go number five.
All right.
I am saying this, and this is a personal choice. It also goes to show what the Giants have done to me the last 2 years.
Oh, baby.
Number five, I am excited to watch the Giants and the Saints tomorrow simply because watching Jackson Dart has been completely a delightful experience because now the Giants, who have had a good front seven and a good defense, they now have the ability to move the football. And for the first time in a while, I am not just dreading watching my team. I still don't know why they're underdogs. I don't think the Neighbors injury, while it sucks, I still don't think it was that big of a deal. It's not like Neighbors was getting 15 targets a game, even though maybe you can make the argument he should have been. I'm just excited because Scataboo, Dart, it's actually a low-key fun offense to watch. All right, number four, it shows how bad the weekend is. Maybe it's a little bit of a car crash, maybe whatnot. Like, maybe it's just the helmets. But I'm putting Texas and Florida at number four, even though we did spend a good portion of the show saying I'm not
ripping
super
that game
pumped to watch it. But sometimes you have to watch the car crash. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you got to rubberneck a little bit. There you go.
You got to rubberneck a little bit. Okay, so number three, oh boy. I guess for number three, I will go Broncos and Eagles. Eagles, but I've low-key been on the Broncos really aren't that good train. This was obviously supposed to be a week where we were going to get Lions, Bengals, and that would have been fun. Instead, we're getting more Jake Browning, which nobody should be susceptible to. Yes. Texans and Ravens is an anxiety bowl of backup quarterbacks. Cooper Rush taking on – well, no, sorry, C.J. Stroud is playing, but it's Cooper Rush now, no Lamar. I'm struggling for another NFL game, so I'm just going to leave it at – I'm going to leave it at Broncos and Eagles. Number two, Miami and Florida State. The 90s are back. It'll still have big game vibes. And, again, Maybe they get run out of the building. Maybe Diego will have to eat crow. But I am fascinated to watch Alabama and Vanderbilt. I think this Vanderbilt team's good, but are they good enough to go on the road and win this game? I have no idea, but I do know I want to watch it.
So, obviously, our top two in order are the exact same. You went with your Giants for number five, so I said, you know what, let's go with my team, see if our offense can have a get-right game without Braylon Allen. That Cowboys defense stinks. So let's see if the Jets can actually get something done on offense as they take on the Cowboys on Sunday. My number four, I am, you know, obviously this goes against everything, you know, every fiber of my being, but I'm very interested by Mississippi State on the road at Kyle.
It was my others receiving votes.
There's so much intrigue because I think last week we saw Mississippi State put up more than a good fight. Like, they had every opportunity to win that game against Tennessee, albeit at home. Now let's see if they can do the same thing, put together the same type of performance on the road against an A&M team that I think a lot of people, we're still not totally sure what they are, but we have the idea of what they could be, and they seem pretty well developed. I went with a different NFL game for my number three. Even with the injuries, I am very interested to see what happens in Seattle. Buccaneers have to travel cross-country, go on the road. Yes, they're still without Mike Evans, and I want to say Jamelle Dean is also out of that game. But for whatever reason, who's out?
Bucky's out.
Bucky's also, I mean, but we knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as they tried to tell us that he's not playing, come on, dude. We know you're not playing. Seahawks defense
has been great. The only reason I left that game off is because I'm a ride or die Baker guy, and I think this could low key be like bad news Bears.
It could be. I do kind of love the combo already. I knew it coming out, but I love the combo of Baker and Emeka Buka. Like,
yes,
those two are awesome. And then obviously number two, I've got Miami on the road at Florida State, and then we've got Vandy at Bama.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, we don't have the robust buffet.
No. There's some nice ones in there, though.
The early window's not great, but there is enough, and there's enough, like, starting in the afternoon with Alabama, Vandy. We also have Texas and Florida in that window. And then with the night game, we get Florida State, Miami. That's also the Mississippi State window, because I'm with you. I weirdly think this is a better – I don't want to say frauds because it's not like either of us are putting Mississippi State in the upper echelon, but it's like, how improved are you? It's like, this is weirdly a better test than I think Tennessee was at home, not because of the opponent, but to me, it's like, can you go on the road in an unfriendly environment and can you be game? I'm with you.
Can you still put it together?
Yeah. And especially, what do you do after a crippling loss where
heartbreaker.
You probably feel like, you feel like you should have won the game. Like, are they in early enough in the process to where, hey, this just motivates them and gets them back going? Or is it, you know, hey, we're going to see, like, one loss turned into two. Okay, let's take our final break. When we come back, we'll tell your story next. Stick around. You'll listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I'm George. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we got to get DJ Stroud, who – start monitoring Prescott. He will say some breathtakingly stupid stuff. B3, I'm not fully into my grown body all the way yet. I'm still going. I'm getting old. I'm not as quick as I used to be. I was watching my high school stuff a couple of days ago, and I was like 180, and I was rolling. You know what? You might not be as quick as you used to be because you're not 180 anymore. Like, call me and talk to me when you wake up. Literally, and you pulled a muscle from sleeping. That is when you're old. That is when you're washed. Like, no, you're 23. Like, you just put on too much weight. Maybe thin it out a little bit. Just saying. You're not old. It's more of all the weight that's on you. All right, my man, I greatly appreciate you keeping it rolling back in studio. Thank you, bud.
Yes, sir.
That is George Ruggiero. He will be sitting in that seat for another wonderful radio show. I want to thank Blake Topmeyer. for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast after the program ends. For George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show's coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.